remote beaches with simple chic lodgings for $5 US a night. During my imaginary stint in the Peace Corps, I would grow my hair out. The climate and water in my new country would do wonders for it, making it more full-bodied and manageable than it ever was in New York. I wouldn't fuss with it, though. I would be too busy helping people dig a well or teaching them something that would no doubt improve their lives. Whenever I would get complimented on it, which would be often, I would tell people it's only this long for practical reasons. I can tuck it behind my ears and I won't have to bother with it. Even though a perfect lock would flop over an eye every time I bent down to lift another shovel full of dirt, forcing me to exhale exasperatedly to blow it out of my face because I couldn't possibly be bothered tucking it behind my ear again. Due to all the physical labor I was performing, my body would transform itself into something out of a magazine practically overnight. I would not notice it, though. Too consumed with my work in the village to be bothered by such trivial matters. Although it would be hard for me to avoid with the constant attention it would embarrassingly bring me. The girls in the village giggling shyly when I crossed the dirt square that served as the community's central gathering place, with a long stick across my bulging shoulders straining to hold the enormous buckets of water at either end. I would smile at them and call out their names as I passed, pronouncing each unique one perfectly. I would be beloved in the village, and I would become best friends with the volunteer who worked in the next village over, so close I could walk there at the end of the day so we could enjoy a beer together, bonding over our shared passion for helping those in need. Josh would be blonde and have a deep voice, and we would be exactly 1 month apart in age. And he would have been a champion swimmer in college who was on an Olympic track but had to put his dreams aside when a knee injury forced him to rethink his life. We would talk about this constantly, me being the reassuring friend, his entire support system, his confidant each night as he breaks down in my arms. Who am I if I can't swim? It's okay, Josh. Shh, I'm here. And then I would get sick. Or Josh would get sick. One of us would get sick, probably him. And during this time, we would profess our love for each other, and one would nurse the other back to health. And our affair would be lit like a National Geographic special. Yellow sunrises, golden sunsets, clear, starlit skies. It's about this time that the villagers and any kind of charitable work pretty much disappear from my imaginary time in the Peace Corps. This part on is mostly beaches and tanning, a photo spread of young love as envisioned by Condé Nast Traveler. But the thought of being gone for an entire 2 years is enough to dissuade me from this potential new life. The fact that what I was actually looking for was an extended warm weather vacation with a fitness model, as opposed to the life-altering growth experience that the Peace Corps in reality was, never enters into the equation. I decide not to apply. I would be too old by the time I returned. It would be too late to start my career as a novelist, which I have just decided I want to be. I would lose too much time. I would miss too much. 2 years go by in about a second, and I accomplish absolutely nothing. Literally thinking on my 24th birthday, shit, I should have joined the Peace Corps. I wouldn't have missed a thing. Well, I would have missed being a cashier. And an office temp, and a salesman at Ralph Lauren, but that's it. I still have plans on becoming a novelist, even though I have no idea what that entails, aside from writing, which I haven't done yet. Better to get life experience first. I can't write about nothing. To that end, I take a new job. It's for an agency called Lend a Hand. Lend a Hand matches people looking for someone to do a job for them, any job, with the people who are desperate enough to do them. This was an awful time in the world, just before the internet, when you actually had to go into places in person to meet with prospective employers, requiring you to speak with varying assistants and assorted others many steps along the way. I'm not one of those people who goes on about how much better things used to be before the horrors of social media and modern technology. On the contrary, I wish there were more of it. I wish there were a way to slash at least another 50% of all human interaction,